This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Triple bypass on Joy 94.9.
Triple Bypass acknowledges that we broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging, and to any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people who are listening today. We acknowledge that this land was never ceded, no treaty was ever signed, and that it always was and always will be Aboriginal land. For this episode of Triple Bypass, I'll be joined by Lou, our superhuman podcaster and ultra-rare co-host, to talk about our highlights for 2019. And we want to hear about your highlights too. So we'll be bringing you the latest news, conversations, updates, and, of course, many, many bad puns from the biosphere. All that and more coming up on the show that puts the B in LGBTIQA+. It's Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. And now, here's Frank Ocean with Chanel.
Like a girl, and he got five stories to tell. I see both sides like Chanel, see on both sides like Chanel. Swimming laps through pool water, eating like I'm underworld. Had my tattoos in Shibuya, police think I'm of the underworld. 12 treat a nigga like he 12. How you looking up to me and talking down? Can't you see I am the big man? God level, I am the I am. Now film it with the drone cam and the pink like Killer Cam.
When I zoom on that stick, no way.
I'm so close, I'm on that kill.
Controller on your lower back, yeah, that's the good. Dick will roll the eyes back in the skull.
Rollin' when you ride, poppin'. Rollin' when you ride, ride to ride. Got one, sweet acting. Turned up like some dirty plastic. 2016, burn some discs. 2017, ideas playing off Walgreens. This a cult, not a click on it. With a cup in a cup, activist. That's a double edge, it's a knife. And I don't like to fight till I'm fighting.
Fighting.
Revenge in the air makes my lungs sick. Chopper in the sky like a gun trick. Yeah. Clips on clips like Mike.
Lolo.
It's really all.
I see both sides like Chanel.
See on both sides like Chanel. It's really you on my mind. It's really you on my mind. It's really you. It's really you on my mind.
Need both sides of the 12s. Need both sides of the L. Free smoke rings in they hell. Sleet snow grind for the well. Whole team diamonds is real. Show them how to shine by themselves. You need a cosign for your hell. I need that bitch to grind on my belt. I know you need to drive for my belt. I know you see the drive in itself. No matte black on the ride cause it's stale. But it's stale. I see both sides like Chanel. I see both sides like Chanel.
My pocket's snug. They can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa. My Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapsed. I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I'm in my baby boy, amazing the cash online unknown. I'm in my baby boy, blazing the dash, got money at home. My pocket snug, they can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa, my Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapsed. I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I'm in my baby boy, amazing the cash online unknown. I'm in my baby boy, blazing the dash, got money at home.
Ah, That was the soulful tones of Frank Ocean with Chanel. This is Triple Bypass. It's your weekly Bisexual Plus radio takeover. I'm Ruby.
It's me, Lou.
Yay, Lou! We're here to bring you your weekly fix of Bi Plus community goodness. And tonight we're talking about you, me, us. We're talking about our highlights from 2019, both on the show and outside of it, but we want to hear from you. So as always, please get in touch. Email us at onair@joy.org.au or text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. And you can also find us on our socials, Facebook, Triple Bypass, Instagram, Triple Bypass Joy. And you can email us at any time with ideas for shows or some feedback or things you'd like to hear at triplebypass@joy.org.au. But now it is time for the latest Bi Plus community news. Yes, everyone's joining in on me now.
Catching on.
The bit is working. This is more than One Direction. So during a recent interview with The Guardian, Harry Styles was asked whether he's ever been directly questioned about his sexuality, in particular whether he identifies as bisexual. So we've talked about this before because Harry Styles has released a song that people were very quick to call a bi anthem based on the video clip. And his response was that he's not like, I'm sitting here on an answer and protecting it and holding it back. It's not a case of I'm not telling you because I don't want to tell you. It's not, ooh, this is mine and it's not yours. It's who cares? Does that make sense? It's just who cares? Styles also addressed criticism that if he wasn't explicitly identifying as queer, then he might be capitalizing on unearned praise from LGBTQ fans. And then he said, am I sprinkling in nuggets of sexual ambiguity to try and be more interesting? No.
Nuggets of Sexual Ambiguity is actually the name of my biography.
I was going to say, it's the title of your sex tape.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd released the lead single for the new album, Lights Up, on National Coming Out Day in October. And that's a song we've played on the radio a few times. And the song's lyrics celebrate freedom, self-discovery, and being comfortable in one's own skin, which is what led many fans to interpret the song as an anthem for sexual fluidity. Plus, its accompanying video, which apparently was number one video of 2009, according to Insider, showcases the former One Direction frontman rocking androgynous outfits and getting caressed by people of all genders. He's also rocking a lot of really nice dresses, which I'm enjoying.
I've got to say, like, having seen the video clip's pretty amazing.
It's beautiful.
It's genuine. Like, genuinely, it's really, really good.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Did you know, though, Harry Styles is not the only former member of One Direction to release a song about bisexuality this year?
That is such a great thing to hear. We have not
such
one,
a great thing, right?
But two former One Direction stars singing about bisexuality.
I know. That sounds amazing, doesn't it? Liam Payne has, however, the member in question, former member.
I never knew One Direction, so that's a new name to me.
Me too. but we're just rolling with it.
Let's go.
recent track, Both Ways, has been criticised by fans for fetishising bisexuality. In an interview with The Guardian, Liam was asked about this new album and specifically about, quote, letting his inner sexual piranha loose with frightening results, which...
Yeah, that famous sex move, the piranha.
I know, piranha 3D.
three to four, 500 of your closest mates and strip the flesh off a man in 5 minutes. I love that one.
Oh,
it really gets
God,
me going.
It really, really does.
what a terrible predator. Anyway.
Oh, God. I know, and... Look, there's been a lot of conversation about whether he's taken things too far with this single. Is this indicative of his views on bisexual women? He's explained in this interview with The Guardian that he's just trying to, like, play into the tired old view that bi women and their sexuality is, like, just meant to exist for the gratification of their male partners. But if you'll allow me to read just a very short excerpt from the lyrics, you can be your own judge.
I get attacked by a sexual piranha, though.
Look, I'm not sure how that translates over the radio, so if any of you are at
any
home,
marine
get in trouble.
Themes in this song.
Yep, exactly. My girl, she like it both ways. She like the way it tastes. Couple more, we'll call it foreplay. No, I don't discriminate. Bring it back to my place. Yeah, she likes it both ways. Loving the way that she's turning you on, switching the lanes like a Bugatti Sport.
Nothing you know, I'm going to stop you there because there's a cut.
No, but there's so much more. No.
I'm sure there is, but you know what? That's, I'm getting the picture here.
Yeah.
I'm getting a particular picture of And I'm not a huge fan of this picture.
Yeah, it's not a pretty picture.
It's really not.
Yeah, so, you know, you can make up your own mind whether or not those lyrics are indicative on fetishizing of bisexual women.
Well, Twitter already did a party. There was a hashtag cancel a Liam Payne party going on. That was the hashtag cancel Liam Payne party. There was a party going on with a lot of bi people talking about how this is kind of ridiculous, and he's basically writing a song about being a unicorn hunter.
Oh, that's the only way you get me to dance to One Direction's music, burn.
Well, in some other news that is not One Direction based, I know, amazing, but the UK is returning a medal that was stripped from a former sailor after he came out as bisexual. So he was a former Falklands veteran, so Joe Osalis, and had his long service and good conduct medal returned to him after more than 20 years. The medal was confiscated in 1993 when he was discharged from the Royal Navy after revealing he was bisexual during a court-martial proceeding. He had taken him to the Ministry of Defence to court to reclaim his medal, and the Defence Ministry said on Tuesday that its policy had been wrong and discriminatory and unjust. Gay and bi people were not allowed to serve in the British military until the rule was altered in the year 2000. And apparently British officers plan to return medals to other veterans who are treated the same way. About bloody time, eh?
Yeah, it's, it can be a bit of a tricky one talking about queer LGBT, you know, people who have served in armies, wars,
The Faulkner War was quite, yeah.
And the Faulkner War in particular was a really bad example of, British colonial expansion.
But that was under the direction of higher-ups. It's that interesting thing,
exactly,
isn't it? Because soldiers aren't people who are there declaring wars.
Exactly. Like, Joe is a person, is a bisexual man who is, I can't imagine, like, the humiliation and
It was a medal for long service. He dedicated a huge amount of his time and life to protecting his country, as I imagine they often tell when the military.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, I think it's really good that the military is starting to realise that, but the fact that he had to take it to the defence and, it took him such a long time is unideal, obviously, but I think it's great that even after the law was changed, this happened 7 years before the law was changed, and he was still just pushing that whole time. So, on you, Joe. Seriously, good work.
Yeah, really good work, Joe.
Now, coming up, we've got a song now. You're much cooler than me when it comes to music tastes.
Thank you.
So I've let you choose all the music tonight, and as a result, I have not heard of any of it, which is really exciting because when this first band name came, I did think it was a joke. But also I loved it because Australia's had that whole issue where they were looking at taking Amyl or poppers and making them illegal, and there was a huge uproar around that about how it was very much an anti-queer thing and directed explicitly at men who are having sex with men. So that didn't happen. And so I'm telling you all that because this next song coming up is Got You by Amyl and the Sniffers.
Hey.
So why did you choose this song?
Not only is it a fantastic piece of punk music, throughout the history of queer activism, LGBT activism, punk music, and the LGBT community go hand in hand. Amyl and the Sniffers are a really, really fantastic Australian band. I believe they actually just won ARIA.
I should have heard of them.
Two or three weeks ago. So if you haven't heard of them, that's on you.
Thanks, Lou. Just call me out. I'm sitting right in front of you.
Calling out the whole audience. No, it's a banger.
Well, that'll be coming up right after this community message. Stay tuned. You're listening to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Mara Wilson, former child actor, current writer, aspiring bicon, and you are listening to the show that puts the B in LGBTIQ. Triple Bypass 4.9.
Cut Mara off a bit, preemptively.
Sorry, Mara. Forgive us.
That's right, you're back on Triple Bypass. We're here to put the B in LGBTIQA+, plus a P for pansexual and polysexual, a Q for queer and for questioning, and two E's for everybody else. We're not about gatekeeping. That ain't us. That was Animal and the Sniffers with Got You, and that was a song chosen by our incredible podcaster here with me, Ruby, on Triple Bypass. It's Lou. It's me. The ultra rare. It's like whenever you occur, it's like having a shiny in Pokemon.
Exactly.
It's got to look out for it.
I only appear once on the blood moon of every third year.
And that point, we enjoy it very much.
Exactly.
Now, we've been... So we'll be talking about, again, if you want to get in touch with us, we could be talking about some highlights from the show and from the year. This is, of course, 20 by teen. And look, in some ways, this year has been a bit rough on a lot of us. And so I think it's really important to be able to look back and find the things that keep us going through it and the things that have been really wonderful. So if you have any things that have come out for you this year, please let us know. You can email us at onair@joy.org.au or text on 0427 569 949. So Lou, it's been a year.
Really has been.
It's been a big one.
Both like objectively and metaphorically, I feel.
Yeah, look, a genius on Twitter, as they said, I told 2019 to come at me, but I'd like to retract my statement. I have had enough. Thank
I'm
you,
done.
Please. I'm sorry. Please, 20. Please. 2020, put that bottle down. We can be friends.
2019, you took your best shot, and it was pretty good, man.
It was good, yeah.
It was a good one.
You really got me.
You got me with that.
I'll give it. You know, I feel pretty got. But I suppose some of the ways I've been able to get through this year is by being able to keep coming back and being able to share this space with you and everyone who's listening. And it's been a huge source of joy for me. So, Lou, you listen to the show, right?
Yeah, I do. Funnily enough, I do.
Yeah. See, I can ask that because I know you actually have to.
Yeah.
It's a trap. So I suppose that's why you're the best person to ask, because, by the way, I struggle to listen to this show because I'm on it and listening to myself talk makes my ears bleed.
Yeah, editing this one later is going to be definitely going to be fun for me.
Well, thank you for making this noble sacrifice. And now, but this is why I really brought you on, is tell us how good you think we are. No, seriously. What have been your favourite moments from listening to our show this year?
I do have quite a lot. And given the... We do produce a pretty, large amount of content. This year has... There's a lot to choose from, man.
And choosing is hard, right?
To go through. I do have a cheeky kind of like top five, Lou's top five favorite moments from 2019.
Oh my God, please.
Which is,
I
just
wish I had
off
a theme song for you. Lou's top moments from 2019.
I'll put it in post.
You have that power, I should never forget.
Exactly. In no particular order, I think one of my personal favourites was the show on disability access and empowerment from the 25th of May. Really, really excellent kind of intersection of, I don't know, we were talking about social access, social justice and stuff within this framework of public transport and disability services and activism, something that definitely doesn't get enough airtime as is.
Well, yeah, and it's a space that I work in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, bringing that conversation and all the passion that kind of comes with it, it was a really good one to listen back to.
Passion on my show? That's really lovely to hear,
I think. Never heard of it.
One of the big things that's come out from this year has been, in Victoria, we've been really lucky to see quite a big surge and uptick in invisibility and organisations really starting to understand the need that, firstly, people with disabilities can also identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual,
yep,
to be trans, be non-binary, have an intersex variation, be asexual, be queer, and that we often have to leave parts of ourselves behind depending where we're at and have to explain a whole part of ourselves. And that's being understood now, and that's been a space that's been a really big pleasure to work in. So I'm glad to hear it was a good show too.
It really was, and I'm sure I'm not the only one to agree with that. Next up, the footy and trans activism broadcasted on the 5th of April. Spoiler alert, April was a really good year for us, by the way. Three of these entries here were all from April.
Oh. So
April was a great, great month. Anyway, we had Emily Fox, a really amazing footballer playing for the St Kilda Sharks, come on. I was actually on that episode, so a bit of nepotism there.
You've got to lead into it sometimes.
I've got to lean into it, yeah. Anyway, footy and trans activism. There has been a really, really, disturbing amount of conversation about whether trans people should be able to compete in sports fairly recently, especially in 2019.
Trans women mostly. There doesn't seem to be the same conversation
specifically
around trans men. Yeah.
Trans women, yeah. Emily Fox came on the show, talked to us about her experiences playing footy, AFL in Australia, being trans. Not only was she just like an absolute joy, pun intended, to have in the studio, but I just like the conversations that came out of that interview were just really, really fantastic.
I think it is because even like in Australia, we play, you know, our own, well, especially here in Victoria, the big, when we talk about footy, we're talking about Australian rules football, which is different to soccer, different to American rules football. And we've only just recently had a women's league start in the last few years, and it is wonderful. And a lot of the players, much like the American soccer team, the women are all extremely queer, which is wonderful because we get to see women going to these award ceremonies with their wives and their partners, and it's a really good time. But it has really started a conversation because these areas that are supposed to be accepting, and people often don't have a really good understanding of the fact that people who are on hormones, it isn't going to be the advantage everyone assumes it is.
Yeah, exactly. And especially when we're talking about AFL, that's such like a huge part of Australian culture. So I'm being able to talk about LGBT activism within that context is you get a really, really amazing scope of conversation.
Yeah, I've had some friends who live out in more of the regional spaces say that pride matches are often some of the first spaces where people start to have exposure and interaction that is comfortable for them with the rainbow community.
Yeah, exactly. I love that conversation so much. I don't even like sport. That's how good it is. next up, another one. I believe this is one of your favourites to do and possibly to listen to as well. It was The Art of the Apology, banger from April.
That's right. All of that from April. So that was with Alex Zand. We've had them on a few times. And that was I loved that episode, I think, because apologies in, you know, really small community spaces, like with the rainbow community and with the bi community and everything, you know, we tend to brush up against each other a lot. So if things go badly or if we do something that, you know, if we make a mistake and hurt somebody or realize we've hurt someone in the past and want to make amends, it can be really hard to know how to do that, especially with all the uncomfortable feelings. And I thought Alex was such a really gentle way of guiding us through that process and acknowledging that it's tricky, but there are ways to apologize and there are ways that are giving off an apology, so that sense of kind of fobbing it off and putting all the work back on the person who's hurt, and how to not do that, basically. It's really good.
Yeah, it's just a really, really thoughtful, insightful investigation and discussion on, you know, not only being kind and kinder to others, but also being, like, kind to yourself and, you know, kind of knowing your limitations and obligations in some ways in just a really, really much more like realistic way.
And there were some really good songs on that one too.
Really, really good. I mean, you know, we always have good songs, but there were a good one in particular for sure. We've actually just got a message come in.
It's from John.
It's from John.
My favourite Canadian.
So John writes in, says, "Hi Ruby and Lou, 2019 has been full on, but still full of wonderful moments for me personally that remind me to practice gratitude. Some highlights, participating in my first Pride March, releasing a single, being on the Super Dope Show, speaking of nepotism, achieving my AMEB Grade 8 piano." Oh, that's a good one. That must feel excellent. "I'm feeling optimistic and looking forward to 2020. Much love, your favourite Canadian, John."
That's right, John. And I got to see John at Pride March in February this year, and they're always really... John, thank you so much for sending that in. I'm really glad it's been a good year for you and that we've been able to feature in your highlights.
Yes.
I feel pretty chuffed about that.
I know. Speaking of excellent episodes from 2019...
Was that on your list?
That was on the list.
John, you made the list.
You made the list. Yeah, just... look, our interviews are excellent. I'm not going to
sugarcoat it.
Also, I like the fact that I still remember John, because John released a cassette, not a CD, and I really appreciated that and the mix of instruments that he brought to the table with that. Also, he's come to a few of the picnics we've had, and he has a really lovely husky dog.
Hey.
It's very cuddly.
Yeah, that's always good. So next up, another kind of slight cheat. This is two episodes, but I'm going to count it as one because they're the same guests. Two episodes featuring the innovators of Tomboy. One of our
Renee.
Favorites. Yes.
And Claire.
Renee and Claire. Some of our favorite guests to have. I believe are featuring both on our other program launched this year, Sex by the By.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
To talk about sex. So we had an episode, Renee on, to talk about boundaries and the boundaries workshop. And also looking at boundaries and the person who'd be facilitating the workshop, Sydney. And it was about boundaries and how boundaries are healthy, not just in the spaces you go to play in, but also in your friendships and your relationships, and just knowing how to articulate to someone, hey, I can't, like, that's not okay, or this will make me feel more comfortable, and how empowering it is.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, it's excellent. A discussion no matter what, but it was really great to have it within the context of Sex by the By as well, because you know, not only are we talking about you know, all things bisexual, LGBT activism and everything here in Triple Bypass, the main show, but it's also nice to have those other more specific contexts.
That's right, yeah. Well. And I think Nat joining the team along with Amelia, but Nat's show Sex by the By, which has been going for a little while now and is on, I think, every 3 weeks at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's been really lovely. I've been learning a huge amount. I'll be talking about that after the break, because we have to run. Now, you chose this song as well. Now, when you first sent me this one, the title, now I'm going to spell this out because it's by a band called Pauper Spit from their EP God Yeah. And you actually say it by Too Sexy for the Supermarket.
Yep, you got it.
2SXC4THASPRMRKT. Now, this was like designed to make me feel like I just don't quite get anything or the English language anymore. But it's a ripper of a song. So
you'll enjoy the song, I promise that.
Okay, I'll hold you there. We'll be right back after these messages and this song. Stay tuned, you're on Triple Bypass on Joy.
Love you for it. Sexy.
That's right. You can become a member by checking out joy.org.au. And when you do, you can identify your favourite show. And if it happened to be us, well, you know, you can just indicate it right there and that'd be all fine. Anyway, my name's Ruby.
My name's Lou.
And that was Too Sexy for the Supermarket by Pauper Spit, a Aussie band. That was a great song, Lou.
It's a good song, isn't it?
Once again, cool music choice.
Thank you. They're local guys here in Melbourne. Yeah, if you see them around, catch them at a gig.
Pauper Spit.
Check them out.
What a name. I love it. Anyway, you're on Triple Bypass where it's always 20 by 10. No, I'm kidding. The year will end soon.
Please
stop crying, Lou. It's okay. I promise. Despite that, we have been talking about our highlights for the year so far because while there's been some big shadows, there's also been lots of light, which is really important to remember sometimes when the creeping shadows come back in. Anyway, so we've talked about some fave moments from the show. Well, Lou's talked about them because Lou listens to this show because Lou also makes all of our podcasts. And if you've been listening and want to know where you can find these top five great podcasts that Lou's been talking about, which includes our episode on The Art of the Apology and our excellent episode on Creating Boundaries with Renee from Tomboy. And we also had...
I think we had... both of our favourite episodes from 2019, which is the Dungeons & Dragons episode we have together.
We haven't even talked about the Dungeons & Dragons episode yet.
I know.
Oh, well, anyway, we'll talk about that in a second, but if you want to find out what we're talking about and don't want to have to, like, maybe turn off the radio, like, right now and aren't sure what to do, don't worry. You can find every episode, including the Dungeons & Dragons episode.
Take deep breaths. We have a solution.
It's all
we have
available.
Worked around the clock, tirelessly, to get you access.
To make sure that you can have the buy Dungeons & Dragons content that you deserve.
You're welcome.
If you're into that. And if, you know, you might be, maybe you are into that. You can find out because you'll be able to find it on podcast form on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and where all good podcasts are found. You can also find the Bi Polycast with Anthony, which comes out every month, and also some exclusive interviews with Bicons, including Mara Wilson and Beck Santridge and Matt from The Bi Life, which was that this year?
I think I was, yeah.
It was either this year or it was at the end of last year.
It was a good interview, is
Courtney
what it was.
That, Lou, you flattered me. Please don't stop.
one with Margaret Cho was also pretty good, I hear.
That was right back. Yeah. Oh, memories. That's right. You can find an interview with Margaret Cho. It's pretty great. Mm. I speak at the frequency of a hamster because I grew a chipmunk from Alvin and the Chipmunks because I was just so nervous and excited. And at one point, I do think, I'm like, I have a really, really big crush on you. As a normal sane person says to another normal sane person. Anyway, please save me from myself with a message. Email us at onair@joy.org.au or text on 0427-569-949. So we're going back into our highlights. And Lou, you brought up that we have, you know, this year we brought up In Sex by the By with Nat, which is a all-new every month or every 3 weeks, depending on how we're feeling. Nat comes in to teach us all about all things sex and sexual health and intimacy. And one of my favourite episodes with that was her interview with the people who founded CHIPS, which is the Sexual Health and Intimacy Psychological Services, because I think the fact that that exists is really, really cool.
I completely agree. That interview was great as well. My favourite was actually the coming out of left field a little bit, the episode on dental dams.
See, I enjoyed that episode too, but then quite recently we all have pigeonholes here and I opened the pigeonhole to find a huge box of dental dams. I didn't know what they were at first. I was like, oh, is this a prank? Are we being pranked? These things are expensive. That's a nice prank. But then I found out that these dental dams, they came in colours and each colour had a flavour. And I did not know that you could get black latex cola flavored dental dams, and I think that would have changed a lot of my experiences if I'd known this. My little emo heart would have been very happy about this.
Well,
you want a dental dam? Do you want pink or black?
Well, everyone listening to this, use this new power for good.
It's true.
Yep.
You can do this. We believe in you. But also, you know, we chose this was a mixed box, and it turns out they were for a work purpose.
Okay, yeah.
So they're not a prank.
So it's tax deductible.
It's
good.
Tax deductible, which is always good to know. But I think it's, you know, it's a quality. Dental dams should come in flavours too.
It is. And, you know, it really speaks to the stuff that we're producing on Sex by the By, that we can talk about a dental dam and then talk about in, you know, like literally the next episode about psychological services designed to help a lot of different people. Like, it's such a varied conversation and
it
such
is.
Like a varied scope that we have to talk about.
And if you're not sure what dental dams are, don't worry, there's a whole podcast about it.
Yeah, we have prepared, you know, we've prepared something specifically for this scenario.
This exact scenario, and I was very excited about that. I think it's one of her favourite episodes too. Now, this has also been, speaking of, you know, dental dams are one of the things that I can say in this year, which is also, as well as being 20 by teen, the year of the bisexual, is the year of Marie Kondo.
Yes.
And dental dams, deaths spark joy. Let's be honest.
Let's be honest here.
They
real
do,
talk.
Especially when you get to choose a flavour. It's just exciting
especially
times.
Especially when you can have a cola-flavoured one.
It's just, what else has sparked joy for you this year? In community or outside? I know for me, it's been, firstly, this show has been wonderful, and our Radiothon show, and but most specifically, our three-year birthday party.
Yeah, there really has been a lot of highlights this year, whether it's been here in the studio. I mean, because working here is fantastic. It's a joy getting to come in here, talk about things we're passionate about, things that we love.
We forgot to talk about the Dungeons and Dragons
episode. Oh, God.
Speaking of things we love.
Okay, speaking of things we love really quickly, I promise we'll get through it quickly. We did an episode with me, Ruby, Miranda, the host of Freaks and Geeks here on Joy.
And we had Alex, who'd come in and help us out as a co-host for a little while.
Yes, and we basically just nerded out about Dungeons and Dragons and like queer storytelling, and
also being able to explore your gender and your sexuality through roleplay games.
Yeah,
and also, you know, so Lou and I we've been playing Dungeons and Dragons for about
almost 3 years. Yeah,
I think it's coming up to that. So it was really lovely to be able to just have a big old nerd out about it.
Yeah, it was. You know, we get to take things we're passionate about into the studio whenever we set foot. But I don't know, there's something really special about, you know, talking about something so personal in this space. So that was, definitely one of the highlights of the year.
It was also really fun because Amelia and Nat, our hosts, have no idea what Dungeons & Dragons is. And often even like, so it's a sense of like me talking about the different stats and Amelia being like, that sounds nice.
Good
work.
Good for you.
Excellent. I'm just like, yes, it is great. Actually, yes. Anyway, that was, I think, one of my favorite episodes as well, because it's definitely a hobby that has sparked huge amounts of joy in my life this year and gotten me through some really rough times as well, because it's been a place where I get to kind of explore a lot of things and play. And I think having space where you can relax and play is so important to help with stress, to help with mental health, but also to help with, you know, community and bonding. And our little group is a many groups. We've got a few of them. You know, it's just a really lovely time for us all to be able to come together and not have to worry about the pressures of the outside world for a while.
Yeah, it's these kinds of things which give us the time and, you know, space and energy to do the things that we're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And, at the end of the year, it kind of gets a bit more apparent that, you know, when we're all busy and we all have no time in our schedules and we're all just running around stressed, and then we're like, oh, it's because we haven't played Dungeons & Dragons.
I've had to be myself for a whole month straight and I hate it.
Oh, I hate it.
So again, if you want to see what we're talking about, and as you might be able to tell from this, we are quite passionate about this, you can check out the podcast. But what else has sparked joy for you? Because I know for me it's been D&D, it's been the radio show, I've been able to do some really cool opportunities with work. It was getting to see the march at Pride March this year.
Yeah, in particular, seeing the Keith Haring exhibition at NGV has been particularly
National
amazing.
National Gallery of Victoria.
Yes. Really, really, if you're not familiar with Keith Haring, he's a really, really, he was in a really, really incredible a gay artist, died really early, unfortunately due to HIV AIDS, but a very, very influential figure the fight against AIDS and activism. The gallery was incredible, and it was something so profound.
Lou is sparking a lot of joy right now, right across from me, and I'm worried about the microphones, but that's okay.
take a step back. Something profoundly amazing. Seeing another kind of, you know, another member of the queer community.
Yeah, well, it's that sense of history, right? The context and the struggle, but also the kind of, because I've heard about his photographs and that, but they kind of move from being like really sexual in some interesting and creative ways to some pretty intense black and white portraiture, and that really kind of captured a lot of what was happening in the LGBT community or the gay community at the time.
Yeah, I mean, he did a lot of work with people like Grace Jones and Madonna as well. I was really good friends with Madonna.
Sure.
Just FYI. but yeah, also a lot of his art was incredibly explicit, and it was a celebration of queerness, it was a celebration of the LGBT world.
Well, so you can Google him if you can't get to the exhibition in the National Gallery of Victoria. But coming up, we've got another song. Now, this one is called Stone Age Brain by Jen Clone.
Chloe,
that's Chloe. Right. Now, why'd you pick this one?
Jen Clone is pretty much my favourite songwriter.
Oh, wow.
One of them. She's in the top three. She's a really, really incredible songwriter. She's signed with Milk at the moment, Courtney Barnett's label. Mm-hmm. She's been producing music for a really, really long time. This was a track off one of their Christmas albums with Tim Rogers from UMI. Really good bit of good Australian music.
Excellent. Stone Age Brain coming up after this community message. You're listening to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. That's right, you've tuned back into Triple Bypass, home of Joy's bisexual agenda, and that was Stone Age Brain by Jen Clohe, a local Aussie artist that was chosen by not me, Ruby, but...
By me, Lou. I'm here as well. I cut you off. It's my show now. Ha-ha.
You've risen. I see. I should have seen this coming, really. Yes. It's the red wedding of podcast.
Your mistake was inviting me on. You invited me in, so...
It's true.
That's how the fae work.
It's the vampire fae bisexual rule.
Exactly.
Lou, of course, if you're not sure, Lou is the person who puts together our podcasts every week, and which is amazing. And, of course, you can find all of those on joy.org.au/triplebypass, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, wherever you get your podcasts, because Lou does that every week. So show them some love, please, because I know, I do, because it's brilliant, and also it means that I know that they have to listen to me, which means I can chase them down and be like, what do you think? Give me some feedback, because I am needy. Anyway, we're finishing up our show for tonight, for the next week. Don't worry, not yet. You've still got us for about approximately 12 minutes, and then Little Pot of Joy is coming up, which will be some of little snippets from some of the best stuff that's been on Joy from the last week. But for our final questions, we've been thinking about how 2019 came at us hard.
Really did.
It's just like 30 to 40 feral hogs in a yard, just screaming right at us. I didn't even have a gun. My children. Anyway, aside from the top memes of the year, one of which is, of course, feral hogs.
Of course.
I've been thinking a bit about what has been, what I find helpful in times where I feel like, as someone who cares a lot, cares so much, honestly, just a lot of caring and passion, which can at times, you know, open me up to potential for getting a bit hurt by the forces that be and by particular things that happen in particular countries. Democracy is a complicated system, but it's the best one I've come up with so far, but, you know, it's complicated. Anyway, at times like this, I do like to try and think about the things that I'm still having a lot of hope for, because I think hope is very powerful, which is why it was the thing that keeps everyone going when Pandora opened the box that she'd been given in some kind of weird trap arrangement. Don't blame...
Some stinger operation.
We need to stop the Pandora hate. I'm over it.
Yeah, it's not good.
But, yeah, I thought one of the things that... A quote that kind of I usually find, which is, do not be daunted by the enormity of the world's grief. Do justly now. Love mercy now. Walk humbly now. You're not obligated to complete the work, but neither are you free to abandon it. And I think it was that sense of it's okay to be a bit upset and overwhelmed by some of the things that move around in the world sometimes. It's a matter of just holding on to what makes you you and what makes you feel positive about the world and positive about other people, whether it's that bi podcast that you really like with a bunch of weird Australians who,
you know,
occasionally give you educational stuff around sex and occasionally just talk about Dungeons and Dragons with, even when it's not the episode that it was about Dungeons and Dragons.
You can't stop us.
Never. But I suppose some of my hopes for next year is in coming up in January here in Melbourne, we're having, or in Victoria, we've got the Better Together Conference, which is a big LGBTI national conference. And part of that is the Bi Caucus, which basically is when all of the community, the Bi Plus community, can come together and really start to talk about what, where we're at and what we think about as our challenges and just be able to share space together. And I think there's something about being in a room full of Bi Plus people who often may not have had a lot of access to community before, with people who have had access to community, you know, how valuable that is. And just being able to share stories and you know, admire each other's cool jackets, you know, check if everyone's jeans are cut, give each other awkward finger guns because you don't know how to talk, and also just everyone perched on chairs like strange birds.
Exactly. I mean, that's a... We actually did a episode on it last year
as well,
which you can check out. Definitely a good thing to look forward to. I'm setting an aspirational goal to march in Pride this
yes.
year. Aspirational goal.
I support this goal.
Thank you. That's one of my hopes for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it's funny how you brought up, you know, being kinder to yourself and being, almost knowing your limits a bit better. And that's one thing that I also want to bring forward into 2020. Having a more realistic expectation of, how much kindness and compassion we need to kind of put out there in the world.
Yeah.
You know, I want myself to be kinder to others. I do my best, but I want people to think critically about how kind they're being to themselves.
Yeah, it's a huge link. I think it's when you're kind to yourself and compassionate to yourself and listen to yourself. I found, because that's been a long work for me, and it's still an ongoing work in progress. You know, there's the road to pride, whether it's about, you know, my disabilities, whether it's about my bisexuality, it's about being non-binary. They're all long roads, but there are things that you have to work on every day, and I think they're worth the work, because it's nice to be able to... It might feel like I haven't moved in a really long time, but occasionally I'll kind of just look behind me and recognize how far I've been able to come in that, and how much of that is due to just the wonderful communities and being able to meet people for this program and everyone at Joy who's been able to come together and just really... We all have different ideas and different shows and do different things, but I got to do the... the 2-year anniversary for the Yes campaign. I did one of the live broadcasts from one of our queer venues on Smith Street in Brunswick here. And that was really lovely to be able to kind of talk with somebody about where we're at and where we're going to and everything that is left to do, but also just to kind of take that day and sit in it and the complexities about it, the kind of the sadness, the grief, the joy, the euphoria, the bitterness. It's all complicated. There's never just one thing. There's always at least two things.
Yeah, there shouldn't be if you're looking back on the year, you shouldn't have the expectation that, you know, you only have to remember the good things from the year because...
But not just the bad either.
Not just the bad either. You need balance in all things,
yeah.
You know, and it's through, you know, these experiences, both bad and good, that we develop and grow as humans. And taking that forward into the new year is the most realistically healthy way that we can grow and learn from these experiences, you know?
That was profound.
Thank you. I have my moments.
I actually have put out on our Facebook page, which you can find Triple Bypass, around people's highlights from this year. And someone I know said that their highlights was they're discovering their love for Lizzo, Keanu Reeves, and Sam Smith.
Yeah, I think like an ungodly amount of people's Spotify Wrapped. It's just like, you've listened to 600 hours of Lizzo. Have you tried therapy, maybe? Like, oh, don't attack me like this, Spotify. Not today.
Well, none of us can see her because the tickets here sold out so quickly.
Yeah, sold out in approximately 0.4 of a second.
That's right. We have some love for Lizzo down here. I think, and also, of course, with other stuff that's happening in the Bi-Plus space, I wanted to put a shout to there because Christmas can be a bit of a... And the holidays, whether you're celebrating a holiday, whether you're not, whether you're with your family, whether you're not, it can be a really rough time. I think particularly when you're bi-plus, there can be a lot of questions coming at you around if you've got a new partner, if the partner's a different gender than what your family met before, and having to answer a lot of questions. And I find often I think it's that sense of if you take some time for yourself, and if you don't want to spend time with your family, maybe you don't need to. You need to do what is right for you sometimes in these holidays to keep yourself safe. And if anything that does come up that is distressing, you can always call Lifeline on 13 11 14. You can also call QLife or Switchboard on 1800 184 527, which is a helpline that you can call from 3 p.m. to midnight in your state around Australia every day. And I think it's just really important to remember that there is help out there, and that if things are getting overwhelming and everyone says, like, oh, the spirit of Christmas, don't be sad. Feel your feelings. Feel your feelings.
Yes, feel your feelings. Don't be you're not obligated to enjoy the Christmas, the holiday period.
Yeah.
But know that no matter what, you are loved and,
and
you'll always have a place at our table.
That's right. And you're not broken. You're not confused. Maybe you are confused about taxes. I know I am.
They're confusing.
They're confusing, but you're just the way you should be, and that's really important to remember. And it can help to hold in that when you maybe people start to question it, because if you know who you are, you'll be all right. And that's why celebrating is really important. Why Lou wants to march at Pride. If you want to march at Pride this year in Victoria, you can email melbournebinetwork@gmail.com, and we'll let you know what's happening insofar as the bi-pans of Melbourne are marching. There'll also hopefully be a bi-float at Mardi Gras in Sydney, the gay and lesbian Mardi Gras, which will be in the very beginning of March, and you can find out more about that by checking out the Be Seen or Bi Visibility Facebook page. So there's lots of ways and of course the bisexual plus community of Perth recently just had their Pride marches, but there's another one coming around soon. So find those spaces you can to really let yourself celebrate who you are, celebrate what you've come through, and celebrate the person you're going to be, because they're all really exciting things. And I, for one, am absolutely thrilled and for you and for everything that's going to come to you in the future. And hopefully you'll feel the same. Now, we are almost wrapped up with another episode of Triple Bypass. Almost, I say, because I have to keep talking for the 45 seconds. Nah,
keep going.
I will. But just so you know, luckily for you, because of how the calendar is aligned, we're going to be back and bringing you into Christmas on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, which are, you know, if you're going to listen to the radio at 9 p.m. on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, this is the show you should be listening to.
Yes, no others. We will appreciate your dedication massively, and you will be rewarded.
That was so threatening.
It was actually. I'm so sorry, everyone.
<It's>
I didn't mean that.
Lou cannot hurt you. We have them under
control. It's fine. I'm only allowed on the show once a year.
That's your extra special collector card edition. Yeah. Everyone can tick that part off. I also want to give a big thanks to everyone who's messaged us during the year on the show, everyone who sent us emails. I got someone early this year. One of my highlights was after I had my friend Ben on to talk about, they run the slam poetry thing, Slam-a-lam-a-ding-dong. And afterwards, someone sent me a poem they'd written about being bisexual. And it was such a beautiful moment. And I really, really love to hear from everybody around those things because I'm a big old softie with a lot of feelings.
That might be the nicest thing I've heard all year. Legitimately.
I'm sorry.
That's Me too.
But yeah, and I suppose if we'll be bringing you... we'll be leading right up to the end of 20 by Teen so we can bring you out with in style. And of course, we'll be back in 2020 with more of the Bi Plus agenda because every year is 20 by Teen, even when it's 2020 and that doesn't actually make any sense anymore. We don't care.
No, we don't care.
We don't follow your rules,
just
man.
Just put that out of your mind.
Why you gotta hang on me like this?
Yeah.
Anyway, you can find every episode ever as a podcast at joy.org.au/triplebypass on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. There's just so many dang places now.
I know, and we're everywhere.
We are.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Oof, that hurt my throat. Now, if you know a friend who would enjoy the show, or maybe you'll be able to get something from it, or maybe you should let them know. Or choose an episode that you think might be useful for them in the time. That's what community is all about, and it's always nice to give people cool recommendations for the holidays because it's got a very small carbon footprint.
Yeah, I legitimately sent a friend the episode, the Sex by the Bi episode on consent and ethical hookups the other day. So if you've got a friend...
That can be such a loaded thing.
I know,
hey,
but it was...
Friend,
hey, got something for you to listen to.
Georgie Wolfe wrote this great book, you should listen to.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, if you're talking about a topic that we've done, just flick them an episode. They'll love it.
They will, we promise, probably. If they don't like it, not our fault. You can also find us on our socials on Facebook, Triple Bypass, Instagram, Triple Bypass Joy, or email us at any time at triplebypass@joy.org.au. This is my last show for the year, my beautiful people. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the year, and we'll see you in the new year. I'm Ruby.
I'm Lou.
Have a great night.
Bye.
It's been Triple Bypass.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.